Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Midday Joy with Unati.
It is set to drop tomorrow, Leomile, alongside Malay. And we are chatting to Malay because of a few things. There's a project in the works that should be dropping anytime now. And also just really a quick catch up of everything that she's been up to. And of course, one of the big things that she's going to be busy with in the coming month is Fête de la Musique. Malay,
how are you?
I know.
I'm very well. Thank you so much. And greet also to your listeners. It's so lovely to be online with you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, fantastic. What have you been busy with? What has kept you away from us for so long? What have you been busy with?
Well, the disappearing act is what I do very well. And I've been away just before the lockdown announcement was made last year. I traveled back home. I just felt like my parents also needed me. And I also needed them because I was here having a baby. So a lot of great, wonderful personal life things happening that just been awesome, and I thank God for all of the blessings during this difficult time.
Sure.
Yeah, and of course, keeping myself busy with the new works that will be released this month of September. And I just heard you just played the track that I'm on with Leomile.
Yes.
So, that's another exciting one. This is actually Leomile featuring Malay.
Yeah.
It's titled Bana ba Khwale, and it is actually dropping on the 10th of September.
Also, not this Saturday, not this Friday. No. Yes,
it's not this Friday. Yes. It's been pushed to the 10th of September. Yeah. So we're really excited about all of the good stuff coming up. Soon.
And the music front, how's it been? I mean, you were talking about different milestones. Personally, you're a new mom, you know, you're taking care of the rents. All of that is fantastic. But what has been happening in the music front? This song is going to drop 10th of September. And we do understand as well that you also have a project that will be dropping later on.
Yes. I've been blessed, you know, even through the difficulties of the pandemic to be keeping creative. I think it's been very helpful on my end. I've been working with a Nigerian producer by the name of Goldsmith, and it's been really, really exciting kind of bringing two different sounds together. You know, obviously he's from Western Africa, and that influence has come in quite nicely in my music as well. So just working on the release as well, which will be end of September. That's when the first single will come out, and then the actual album drop will be in October.
Yeah.
So I've been obviously away from the scene for about 3 years now. It's been quite a while.
I feel like it's 10, but I'll take
yes. It feels like forever, but I'm so excited to be back. And I think just in general, I think for artists, even as we see, you know, the vaccine rollout and all of that happening, we're really hoping to be able to get back as an industry, to get back to connecting with people face to face and live. And that's just one of the things that I'm really looking forward to, particularly with the Fête de la Musique concert coming up.
Yeah.
18th of September. Yeah.
And I mean, that's also incredible. I mean, just talking about us trying to, you know, get back on our feet and getting back to a certain normal. Fête de la Musique did not happen last year, but I'm sure all music lovers are pretty happy that we are going to see festival this year. Tell us a bit more on what we can expect with Fête de la Musique.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. I'm also glad that it's happening right at the beginning of spring, 18th of September. Such a beautiful lineup. I mean, we've got the Black Jacks, Brother Moves On, Manza Mlangeni, and myself, of course, as some of the headline acts. And I think what's lovely about it is that it's a free concert. So really, there's no real excuse in terms of, you know, maybe budgets or whatever. Everyone is definitely welcome. Restrictions will be adhered to as much as possible. And yeah, and I think it's just about, you know, allowing music to heal our souls after all of the trauma that we've been facing, just as the world in general, but obviously as a nation. And you know, Joburg is a very lucky to have this festival come up just as spring starts and we get things back onto, like you say, some form of normal.
Yeah.
Soon. So it's going to be exciting. I'll be performing at 4 p.m. at the Parkview stage.
Okay.
And of course, Leomile will be joining me for that particular song that we have together. And yeah, I really hope that people will come through and enjoy some of my new songs that I'll be performing as well on the stage. So it's going to be lovely. We'll be in our summer dresses.
Bona, let's do it. I can't wait. I'll definitely make an effort to come pull through. It's happening next month, 18 September, Fetela Music. Malay is one of the headline acts. Be sure to join her friends, and I'm talking musical friends, that will be there to serenade you, to take you, you know, to a happier place, because we have been seeing quite
absolutely.
A dark place.
All right. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Malay, I can't wait to catch up with you properly. Thank you so much for giving us your time. Say hello to your new Nunus, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. I will. Thank you. And thanks to the listeners. And God bless everyone. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Fantastic. That is Malay, one of the headline acts at Fetela Music, happening on the 18th of September. Make sure you go on their website, register. As you know, that we do have to adhere to COVID regulations. As much as it's a free concert, there will be obviously numbers that are restricted so that we are able to social distance. So get to their website and register so that you can attend.
Midday Joy. Joy with Unati. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.